Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brad Carson here on 92.9 FM ESPN and 790 AM WMC. I'm with Bill Cooksey, who is the partnership program leader for Tennessee Wildlife Federation and a terrific organization that we've partnered with over the years for outdoor business owners and wildlife and conservators and outdoor traditionalists and hunters and fishers and guys that are out in the outdoors. Bill Cooksey's with us. How are you, Bill? You doing well?
I'm really well, Brad, and thanks for having me on. Great intro.
Yeah, I hope I covered the title. I know they've got you doing everything as that program leader and associate director, but it's basically all about the Tennessee Wildlife Federation and what you guys do. And I had several people, when I posted about this interview, were liking the post, that are hunters and friends of mine, really all over the state, all the way up to, you know, Cookeville, and so all over the place. We got friends on the online, of course, nowadays with social media. But it boils down to trying to do what's right here in the state of Tennessee for the outdoors, and it seems to be harder and harder for people like me that are even hikers and birders or just trying to enjoy the outdoors in all parts of our you know, ecosystem here, basically. So to start off, I'll do the who, what, when, where, why, and how. You're going to be at the Memphis September 22nd event, which is at 6 o'clock. All of these several town halls are going to be all over the state. Memphis is September 22nd at Flyway Brewing Company, and that's a Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and the speakers will be Dr. Lancaster from Ducks Unlimited. He's one of their chief guys and a scientist over there, and Tyler Hand, also with DU, who's a biologist. Did I get that right?
You got that right, and Tyler is their Tennessee biologist, so he can really speak, you know, more directly to Tennessee issues if people have questions about them. Whereas the doctor is, I mean, he is a national biologist, so he looks at it from a flyway perspective and continental perspective all the way down to local. So we can get pretty granular on a whole lot of levels when it comes to waterfowl and during their presentations.
Okay. Again, that's Tuesday, September 22nd at Flyway Brewing Company, so you can have a couple of cold ones when we talk about the great outdoors. It's at 6 o'clock on that day. I'm actually going to try to get over there and see the presentation, so it looks like a great event. Has this been a hard year? Does it seem like we're protecting more and more and trying to protect and defend? Or what's the latest issues that the Tennessee Wildlife has been looking at?
Sure. You know, you're always having to you want to be out ahead of issues, but sometimes issues just hit you and you have to roll with the punches. It just like our household budgets, things have gotten tighter, you know, in conservation. And that's one of the biggest issues in Tennessee. Luckily, we have the constitutional right to hunt and fish and a requirement to use science-based management in our Wildlife Resources Agency. And those are good things and help prevent some of the silliness that we see, say, out of Oregon recently, where they wanted to not only outlaw hunting and fishing, but animal husbandry, pet ownerships, even pest control at your home. We're in pretty good shape there, but there are always budget limitations, and I'm not talking about us as much as both our state agency and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They're not immune to the higher fuel prices, inflation. In Tennessee, licenses haven't gone up since 2015. That may change, but I don't know about you, but if what I was making in 2015, if that's what I was making today, my household would be in different shape.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, those are some of the issues, and there will always be more. Tennessee is the most biodiverse inland state in the country, and our people across the state are very diverse. I mean, someone from West Tennessee like us compared to a guy from Upper East Tennessee, you just have a different background, a different scope of knowledge and experience. So we're very different, and that creates both opportunities and, you know, difficulties when working all the way across the state like we do, or like our Wildlife Resources Agency does.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking with Bill Cooksey, who is the Partnership Program Leader at the Tennessee Wildlife Federation, in the town hall here in Memphis with the Tennessee Wildlife. Is going to be at Flyway Brewing Company Tuesday, September 22nd, and that's at 6 o'clock. And they'll talk about all issues in the outdoors here in Tennessee, including Dr. Lancaster, a scientist, national scientist, and, of course, the local guy with a Tennessee perspective, Tyler Hand with DU. My personal background, when I came here over 20 years ago, there was a dilemma, and I don't want to get into the weeds on it, but we can get maybe into the light weeds on it in this interview real quick. And I'm just curious personally. Mm-hmm. I worked a little bit with the Wolf River Conservancy.
Great group.
You guys like them. I guess I'll start with that, and then maybe we can expound on it. Yeah.
Absolutely. We don't collaborate on everything because at times our missions they're not opposing, yep. They're just different. But wherever we overlap on water, and that happens a lot, we work with them, they work with us. They're part of our, we call them our partners group, and those are largely NGOs from the DUs and Deltas and NWTFs to Hatchie River Conservancy, Wolf River, and other local and state-based organizations.
That's good to hear.
And we all pull together wherever possible to make things happen.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because, 20 years ago when I first took my first, canoe tour down the Wolf River, they were acquiring land, and they've acquired a lot of it, it seems, which they've kind of glommed together, and it's not necessarily theirs, but it's conserved area where you can, canoe down the Wolf River from, I think we started at Moscow and we came all the way in. A pretty good trek, and okay. I think it was an impressive track, actually. And I'm assuming now, and I haven't done it for a few years, that it's, but there were a good bit of duck hunters along that, with property up and down the Wolf River. So it sounds like that is part of the mission, just kind of keeping those places intact. Is that what we're talking about, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly don't want less access. Yeah. That is one of the big barriers to people getting involved in the outdoors, and we need people to enjoy the outdoors in order for them to appreciate it and care about preserving, protecting, and enhancing it for the future. Tennessee does a pretty doggone good job compared to a lot of states I've worked in, but we still have challenges with all the people moving to Tennessee. We have stresses all over the environment, and we're trying to help stay ahead of those with the state. I mean, a year ago, there was a big push to change our Waters of the State rule to make it easier to develop. Well, we're not against development at all. We have to have it. But we have tools now to both make it easier on those developers to not pick a site that's going to be problematic on the front end, tools that we didn't have 5 years ago. So we helped work through that and try to get things into a place where both the developers and those of us who are trying to keep as much wild as we can in a good place together so everyone wins.
Couple more questions and then I'll let you get to it, Bill. We're talking to Bill Cooksey here with the Tennessee Wildlife Federation. First question is, what are the ducks looking like? Are they flying around this year? And maybe specifically as a dove hunter, I want to ask about the dove too, because I'm a dove hunter and I need, in about a month or so, I'm going to be out there on the corner of the field.
Sure. Well, I'll start with dove. Most of our birds that we'll hunt in September are produced locally. It's looked good around me this year. One of the downsides that appears, a lot of farmers got crops in early this spring. They've done very well. So I'm talking to people with dove fields who are saying, well, they're about to cut the corn next to me, or they just cut the corn next to me. So obviously, as they start going in and harvesting grain, usually that doesn't happen until September. This year, they're getting started early. Good for the farmers, but it's not necessarily good for we dove hunters. Ducks, the bee pop isn't out yet, or it wasn't this morning when I looked, but it comes out later this month, and that is the comprehensive data from spring breeding and May ponds and surveys of broods, that sort of thing. A whole lot of data goes into that. For the most part, it appears we improved this year, which we desperately needed because the prairies have been dry for a long time. And I think what a lot of us are seeing for tough duck seasons is because we're hunting mostly old ducks. There hadn't been enough babies born in recent years.
Yeah.
Population's still okay, but it's the young ducks and expanding flock that generally brings good hunting to the south. But hey, let me throw one other thing, Brad, quick before we get off. In addition to the speakers from Ducks Unlimited and TWF, there will be someone there from TWRA to talk about both state and local issues. And one of the things we're doing is asking people to RSVP and give us questions to ask. We'll have a panel at the end of everyone who spoke to try to answer people's questions. And by getting them beforehand, we won't have to say, we'll have to circle back to you on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a really direct question about a WMA or an issue there locally or on a statewide basis, get it into us and we'll get it answered that night.
Yeah, and you guys are great at this.
We're doing 11 of these around the state, from Memphis to the Tri-Cities and everywhere in between, starting in Dyersburg on September 16th. So,
yeah.
Four of them in West Tennessee, but I'm looking forward to Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrific list here, and I love our state, to be honest with you. It's one of the reasons I've been here for a long time, met my wife here, mm-hmm. because, I mean, you look at how diverse our state is, what it has to offer for the outdoors, both from East Tennessee, Central, and here in West. And people get it out of their neighborhood. I know you used to live in Bartlett. You got to get north of here and because there's plenty of fun and adventure out there and close by with what they've done around the city, whether it's Wolf River and whatnot. And then
absolutely.
Y'all are offering, it says door prizes too. So you got some incentive to come out, right? The outdoor business round.
National Wild Turkey Federation is underwriting hospitality, so we'll have food and drinks there for everyone. It's free to the public. I encourage you to RSVP ahead of time and get the questions in. That way you get in quick at the door. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we have to take your information down to get you through. But if you'll register and get it, we'll get you in fast. You'll be able to get your food and be settled in when we start the presentations at 6:30.
Is the best way to do that through the website, Bill? Is that how to do it?
It is.
Okay.
And
you want to give that out? Yeah.
Sure. It's tnwf.org/townhall.
Got it. tnwf.org/townhall. And again, that is Bill Cooksey with the Tennessee Wildlife Federation. You got the TWRA. You got the Outdoor Business Roundtable members you're going to have there. We got the doctors. We got DU. This is the DU headquarters still, as last time I checked, too, Bill. So, you know, this is...
It definitely. That's why we had to have DU at the Memphis event.
Yeah, I mean, I promoted that event at the beginning of the month, and it looked like a great turnout that DU had for their Ducks, the event they had here in Memphis.
They really did.
Yeah.
It was shoulder to shoulder on Saturday especially.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about that, and it's great to have DU in our town. You know, we need more of that. So,
yes,
Bill, I know you got a busy Home Depot trip ahead of you, so I'll let you get to it, and hope to see on see your team at least here on the 22nd. Okay,
I'm looking forward to it, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, Bill. Take care. Okay.
Thank you.
You got it. Bye bye. That is Bill Cooksey with the Tennessee Wildlife Federation. Again, he is the partnership program leader. Long time Memphian. I think he lives in Jackson now. But he's been a terrific ally for the outdoors here, duck hunters and hunters in general. Used to be on the old Larry Ray show we used to have here on 790 in Memphis. So a good friend, Bill Cooksey with the Tennessee Wildlife Federation. Again, if you want to be there, it's September 22nd, Tuesday, September 22nd at Flyaway Brewing Company. Flyaway Brewing Company here in Memphis with speakers and presentation and giveaways. And Bill wants you to get your questions in early at tnwf.org/townhall. That's Bill Cooksey here on 92.9 FM and 790 AM WMC.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.